The package of public safety proposals include an ordinance that would allow the city to seize and sell vehicles from which illegal guns are confiscated. It would establish a police gun squad along with an anonymous tip line to help sweep illegal firearms off Springfield's streets, and urge the creation of a special court devoted to gun-related crime.
Gun crimes are a siege in cities like ours, and we need to be stronger about doing things that make it harder for people to use illegal guns in acts of crime around the city.
City Councilor Timothy Allen co-sponsored the measures with City Councilor Michael Fenton. Their package was introduced before the recent spate of high-profile gun violence, the killing of a small-town police chief in New Hampshire during a drug raid. The next day, there was a gun fight between a heavily armed man and police in Chicopee, during which a Massachusetts state trooper was wounded. The gunman in both cases wound up dead. Four people have been wounded by gunfire in Springfield in recent days, one fatally. One of the non-fatally wounded was a woman who was hit by a stray bullet as she lay in bed with her child. The counselors say there is a sense the bad guys are winning, and there's a need to be more proactive against crime.
So we've got to put the people, the law-abiding people in Springfield and the law enforcement people, back in the driver's seat to feel that we can do things that will give us power, that will allow us to take control.
Allen says he expects the anti-crime package to be thoroughly vetted at public hearings.
And there's so many things that we hope people will get engaged in, whether it's the gun-related things, the gun court, the gun squad. At this point, we'd prefer to have this thing looked at as a whole, as a comprehensive whole, not suggesting that there's not other good ideas that somebody could add, and hopefully that will happen in the committee process.
The proposal anticipates that funds to pay for neighborhood anti-crime initiatives could come from the sale of the vehicles involved in gun crimes. Expansion of gun courts in Massachusetts has been stalled by budget cuts in the court system. The anti-crime resolution includes some measures not strictly related to firearms, such as endorsement of pending state legislation on dropout prevention and required training for nightclub bouncers on how to de-escalate trouble and work cooperatively with the police. Springfield police in some high-crime neighborhoods are pursuing what they say is a non-traditional approach. Small units of police officers are deployed in a defined area of just a few blocks to work closely with business owners and residents. Police Commissioner William Fitchett says this can solve a surprising number of problems very easily.
We do intelligence-led policing in which we use human intelligence along with statistical data and crime analysis and put that together. And when we use all our technology, it really comes down to the human element and having dedicated officers working with dedicated citizens that gets the job done.
David Trahey, a sporting goods store owner, welcomes the law enforcement attention in the East Forest Park neighborhood.
People want to shop and go to entertainment areas than when they feel safe. That's what it comes down to. It's a feeling of safety. It's a feeling of when you go in and out of the area, you will be fine. Everything is going to be good.
Not every business owner is happy with some of Springfield's recent anti-crime initiatives. Two nightclub owners have sued the city over its new 1 a.m. entertainment curfew. The curfew was ordered by the mayor with the endorsement of police as a way to cut down on closing time violence in the entertainment district, a downtown area with a high concentration of bars and nightclubs. The suit says it has unfairly hurt business. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.